This is the news from the Lord.
Hello, America. This is Jeffrey Lord with another edition of the Did He Really Just Say That? The Word of the Lord with Jeffrey Lord. Well, there they go again, they being the lefty media and Trump critics. You might call it a bloodbath. I'll have more in a minute, but first, by now you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now our friend Mike Lindell has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the slippers. They're designed to be worn indoors and outdoors all day long, and I wear them that way. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and they're made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Jeff. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets, or call 800-606-1043 and use promo code Jeff. Now, doubtless, you have all heard the media circus surrounding former President Trump's decidedly appropriate use of the word bloodbath. For those who may have missed, here is the original with the president speaking.
If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
Which is to say, quite clearly, Trump was actually referring to, yes, the prospects of the American car industry. If he won the election, he said, he would protect the car industry and ensure its success. But if Joe Biden won, he went on, the industry would be wiped out by Chinese competitors, not just weakened by them, but utterly destroyed. In other words, quote, it's going to be a bloodbath, unquote. And what followed this was an all too typical example of the way the media and Trump opponents simply lied, trying repeatedly to make people believe Trump was threatening a bloodbath in the streets of America if he lost the election. Not true. Far from it. Now, as hard as it is to believe, there was a decidedly amusing side to this. Our friend Sean Hannity had a montage the other night of all these lefty media types and others calling this, that, or another a bloodbath. Take a listen.
Republicans understand that they're headed for another potential electoral bloodbath.
Quickly, it's still not clear that Donald Trump will in fact testify, because I think that would be a bit of a bloodbath.
Major universities bracing for a bleak financial situation. Why one expert is predicting a bloodbath as classes resume this fall.
But as Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC.
Coming out of Iowa, they were promising that this was effectively going to be a bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really
and
tough.
And Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake.
The thing I fear most is if he doesn't run, there's going to be a bloodbath of the Democratic Party.
Because the battle is already on. Donald Trump is going to win this nomination, and we need to be ready for that. Look, it is a long fight ahead. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for anybody. People who don't think this election is going to be a bloodbath are mistaken.
As the administration braces itself for a bloodbath in 2018 and a wave of staff departures.
We're going to begin right off the bat with some breaking news in our money lead and what's being described as a market bloodbath.
It's like we're doing just great in Georgia and, you know, Ohio. Good God, was that a bloodbath the other night?
Florida is going to be a political bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
Hilarious, right? There is, among others, MSNBC's Joe Scarborough, CNN's Jim Acosta and Jake Tapper, Bill Clinton consigliere James Carville, Howard Dean, the former governor of Vermont and DNC chair, and others all prattling on about a bloodbath happening if A, B, or C happens. You can't make it up. So what are we really seeing here with all this bloodbath nonsense? Some words from President Reagan came to mind. Back there in January of 1981, at his first press conference as president, Reagan was asked by ABC's Sam Donaldson how he planned to deal with the communist Soviet Union. And Reagan replied, to the shock of the White House press corps, you could actually hear the intake of breath, they were so astonished, said the president, quote, well, so far, detente's been a one-way street that the Soviet Union has used to pursue its own aims. I don't have to think of an answer as to what I think their intentions are. They have repeated it. I know of no leader of the Soviet Union since the revolution, and including the present leadership, that has not more than once repeated in the various communist congresses they hold that their determination that their goal must be the promotion of world revolution and a one-world socialist or communist state, whichever word you want to use. Now, he continued, as long as they do that, and as long as they, at the same time, have openly and publicly declared that the only morality they recognize is what will further their cause, meaning they reserve unto themselves the right to commit any crime, to lie, to cheat, in order to attain that, and that is moral, not immoral, and we operate on a different set of standards, I think, when you do business with them, even at a detente, you keep that in mind. Unquote. Well, in today's world, as this bloodbath craziness demonstrated, as did the whole Trump-Russia collusion craziness hoax before that, I think Americans need to understand that when it comes to the media, Democrats, and their treatment of former President Trump, they need to, and I'll borrow from President Reagan, understand that the media and Democrats reserve unto themselves the right to lie, to cheat, in order to attain an election win, and that Republicans operate on a different set of standards. And when you do listen to the media, you keep that in mind. So, for the word of the Lord, this is Jeffrey Lord. Stop by my website at thejeffreylord.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon.